When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ramble.
Let's talk about America's Funniest. AFV I used to watch every single Sunday, and I didn't even like it.
Sounds like Rainey didn't have like, wasn't that busy. I was grinding. I was starting businesses. And it was as a seventh grader. I was an entrepreneur.
You're an entrepreneur.
As an entrepreneur.
Wait, I have something huge to say.
Okay, here we go. Your turn. Rainey's turn.
Go ahead with the biggest news of the century.
There we go.
Okay, so when I had COVID in 2021, I lost my sense of smell.
Really?
And it is finally coming back.
No way.
No way.
I know.
What was the big whiff that finally got you there?
Yeah, what'd you whiff and go, whoa?
Well, I first thought I was going crazy. Okay, so here's the backstory.
Yeah.
I used to have a crazy nose.
Whoa.
Like, it's not like my nose, like, it's not like my sense of smell totally disappeared. It's like I no longer have...
I'm sorry. I'm just realizing, Rainey, we have two cameras. One on me and Keith, and one on your chest, not looking at you. So you are not on camera right now at all.
But we can see what Rainey sees.
Yes, yeah, okay. It's a Rainey cam.
Okay.
And when we get to the skate park.
Whoa, spoilers.
Spoilers. Yeah. It's going to be see the title. Huge to have a chest cam.
So this is sort of a Miles cam.
Yeah, it's now a Miles cam. Is. And then it's going to be, you're going to get POV Rainey skateboarding soon.
Well, I love it. Continue, Rainey.
I just don't see how this is going to work with the skating with all the cables.
Get ready, Keith, because it's about to be nasty. So, Rainey,
yeah,
that is really exciting news that you're getting your big schnoz smells back.
Yes. Yeah.
And I couldn't be more proud of you.
What are you most excited to smell again?
Okay. So, well, what's so interesting is, have you guys seen True Blood?
No.
Okay.
I've seen clips.
Are you excited to smell blood?
No, but Anna Paquin's character can hear other people's thoughts. It sort of honestly disappeared. Like, she has that ability, and then by season three, it's never mentioned again.
Yeah. Okay.
But she's, like, very distracted because she just has all this information. She doesn't even like it. Like knowing all that stuff.
Yeah.
But that's how I feel with my nose.
You don't even like knowing what stuff smells like.
No, well, it's just like I know
too
secrets.
Much. Yeah.
I know.
So now you're afraid of your scent coming, your skill coming back because you used to smell too much.
Mm. Yes, I used to smell too much. I couldn't certain apartments. I was like, I can't live here. Like, I would tour apartments, be like, this smells weird. I can't live here.
Get COVID again.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, but now I have the inside scoop and I know things people don't know because of my smell.
And what is one of those things that you sort of found that you were privy to too much information because of the ways in which you were smelling?
Could you smell somebody's toot and know what they had for
breakfast? I know you farted. Sorry, it's like Rainey. Yeah, like you're like, I actually know that you said it wasn't you, but it was.
I saw you eat the chicken tenders yesterday.
Disgusting.
And I know what this smell is. It's chicken tenders. That's you.
Mine is so salacious, I can't even say it on air.
No, come on, Rainey.
More salacious than farts?
Wait, is it literally like you smelled someone's perfume on someone else and knew they were cheating?
That would be crazy.
But Rainey, I love that you're talking about smells because they're very important. And I sometimes worry I don't have the best sense of smell. Even though, obviously, you'd take one look at me and you think, this guy can smell. But no.
Smelling is eating, but smelling is not tasting.
Put that on a t-shirt and smoke it. Tryguysmerch.com. Mm-hmm.
Because smell is just little tiny particles of that thing dancing in your nostrils.
Yeah, that's what they say.
And it must be going into your body.
And they're microscopic. They must be so small. Well, wait, but nose.
But the nose meets the throat.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But so you have taste buds in your nose?
No, you have nose, you have smell buds in there.
What do they look like? Are those...
You're right. Are they taste buds or are they something different?
They must be.
They must be little taste buds.
Call me Dr. Miles because I'm about to say that they must be.
They must be.
So I have an ethics question for you.
Okay.
And by the way, thank you, Rainey, for bringing me the ethics.
Ethics.
Okay, so essentially I want to be Dr. Toll.
Rainey Toll.
Well, and you like have a doctorate or be a medical doctor.
So that's the thing is I don't really care. All I want is my prefix to be doctor. But I'm like,
You just have to go to school for a little while.
Buy a degree.
Surpass that. So this is my question. Is it okay to have it as sort of a bit of like, oh, it's Dr. Toll, like kind of Dr. Phil, but like Dr. Toll. So I don't have to get the degree, but I am called Doctor.
You know what you could do that's a lot easier?
What?
Change your name.
To Doctor?
First name Doctor.
First name doctor, last name Toll.
Yeah.
Wait, that's a good question. Does Dr. Phil, like, did he do a residency somewhere? Is he a medical, or is he a doctor of, like, social work?
I think he's a psychiatrist, isn't he? Isn't that the idea?
He must be.
Or a psychologist, or something in the brain.
But Maury's not Dr. Maury. He's just Maury.
He's just Maury.
He's just a guy. Rainey, I like the idea of you being on a doctor path. I think it'd be good for you to get your doctorate in philosophy from an online accredited university.
You could do that.
Yeah.
A quick 2-year program you do at night. And then all of a sudden you're like, by the way, guys, I am a doctor.
By the way, I have a PhD.
PhD.
I've been secretly becoming a doctor.
You know that? Well,
we are passing a store called Gun World. And I just got to tell you.
This is the one part of this Burbank that has a lot of gun stuff.
We hate to see that.
Yep.
Net bras also. Well, I guess we don't want to. But there's a bra store, which I've never really seen.
You can steal all the bras after you buy all the guns.
Yeah, dang.
Well, lucrative.
Well, so Rainey, I'm excited for you for the two smell for smelling and also for being a doctor.
Prestige Kids Spa is also a concerning
I don't
business.
Like that at all.
In Denver, there's a store called Family Grocery and Cigarette. And every time I pass it, I'm like, interesting.
It's a family cigarette.
Only
it's
one
a family
cigarette, eh?
It's five-pronged.
One free cigarette with every purchase.
Well, guys, I figure I might as well let you know that I'm sort of going through a fashion crisis.
Crisis! No!
Well, I've sort of been thinking about it, and come down to I need to do something drastic. I don't know if that's chopping
off.
You're
wearing all green.
Well, thank you. I sort of am worried that the sweater makes me look like a bobblehead.
I think you look nice.
Thank you.
I think you look like a cozy, cool guy.
Well, here's the hair and the beard. I'm just sort of like, I need to do something crazy. I'm like, maybe I bleach my tips or I just shave it all off and have a mustache.
Whoa, that would be thrilling.
But then I got worried. I was like, maybe Julian won't recognize me and he will never know me again. But well, I think you have to do that when you're the babies in the room. You're supposed to shave off your beard hair while they're sitting there so they see the transformation.
Yeah, so they understand.
So they put two and two together.
But is there a certain age where it wouldn't matter? They'd still forget? Because you know how, like, they don't remember everybody they meet if they don't see them all the time?
But he knows me. Well, he's like, this is my dad. Or he knows I'm a guy that's
maybe
around.
Maybe he'll forget that one shaving moment, though, is what I'm saying.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, maybe.
I think he'll know you the day of. The next day, he'll
be like who
that?
The fuck is
who
that?
Who is this?
That's a really good point. But
get
anyway,
out of here.
I'm sort of wondering, do I lean into a philosophy professor vibe that I've had before? Or do I go surfer style?
Surfer.
It's winter. Why would you start surfer now?
I don't know. I'm just like, maybe I should start wearing sunglasses inside more often and hats.
So what is it? What? Tell me more about the crisis.
Well, I don't know. I don't like the way I look, and I'm ready to look like when
you
I
should
look
go
at
to
my,
Men's Warehouse.
When I look at myself in the mirror, oh, by the way.
They'll like the way you look. You'll guarantee it.
When I look at myself in the mirror, I think, okay, this guy, what's his thing? What's his fashion thing? I don't really necessarily have one. When I look at Bradley Cooper in the mirror, that's Bradley Cooper.
That's true.
So you feel like you need a sort of more specific brand.
I need to rebrand my aesthetic look. Because I think I have a personality brand that's kind of on lock. I'm a dumb guy that says smart stuff.
Period.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. You got that secured.
I've got that one down.
Easy.
It's easy peasy squeezy.
I'm trying to, okay, so I'm brainstorming.
Yeah.
One nice option is a mullet.
That one scares me because...
But do the things that scare you.
It's an easy
fix.
That's
a really good point. They do say to follow your dreams and do something. If it's making you uncomfortable, it's worth doing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Which is an interesting...
I don't know about that. It's good to get out of it. It's also good to get back into it.
Keith, by the way, I think this is a good segue, is scared of the skate park.
I'm very scared of the skate park, but I'm in many ways.
Yeah.
One, I don't want to get hurt. Two, logistically, I don't want you guys to get hurt.
Oh, Borker's comp, baby.
Three, financially, I don't want you to get hurt.
Ching, baby.
Four, I don't even understand how it's going to work at all, considering these cables are only about 15 feet long.
Yep.
And Rainey seems to be sure that she's going to be skating with equipment.
No, Rainey will fall.
And there's also a skateboard in the car, and I don't think any of us know how to do that.
Have you skated before, Rainey?
Oh, have I skated
today
first?
In the office?
Today in the office,
nearly
I learned.
Falling all over the place.
Did you fall? By the way, skateboard easy to fall on. Longboard kind of harder to fall on and a little bit
really?
Safer. Way, way better. But I did when I first moved to LA. I bought a skateboard week one.
Whoa.
Used it for a little bit at my aunt and uncle's house.
How old were you? Did you get in trouble? Do you have a fight on the playground and you got sent to your aunt and uncle in Los Angeles?
This is 7 years ago.
Okay.
So not that long ago. But I moved to L.A. I was staying at my aunt and uncle's first because I was working at BuzzFeed. And I didn't know where to
live. You
worked
at BuzzFeed?
And I had to. I fried up food for Keith.
Was it as fun as it looks?
It wasn't. But I found it to be like high school, almost one for one.
Wait, that's so funny.
You got paid though.
And you get, oh no, it's like high school you get paid for. You but like,
were there cliques?
Absolutely. Oh,
are you
my
kidding?
God, are there cliques?
And I was popular for once.
You know, Keith was the popular kid, but
whoa,
BuzzFeed was in a lot of ways like it's like, okay, who the fuck am I gonna sit with at lunch? Or like,
true,
I'm like on set for something, and like the producer left suddenly because they're cool, and I have to clean it all up.
Yes. It's like, all right, well, that's a wrap, Miles. If you could just get rid of, literally do everything for me. See you later.
Wait, hang on. You're making money and I'm like an intern.
See you later.
Yeah. Bye. I have to go.
Could you just roll up these seamlesses? Could you put away all these lights? Could you actually put them on this cart and take them, for some reason, two buildings away?
And then they're going
to
be mad at you.
A guy, and if the guy's not there, you're going to have to wait for him.
You're going to have to wait.
Oh, but that's kind of, I mean, I guess you can kind of take a break.
But anybody who was a producer over you did have to do that at some point.
They did. Everyone kind of went through the same thing.
Had to be the little grunt boy.
The grunt boy.
Grunt boy.
Oh, gross.
Sorry, what that's a sound. That's a boy grunting.
We want a grunt boy.
So, it's like a womp.
That sounds like a thwomp for sure. Thwomp.
When was the last time you grunted in real life?
Okay, I'd rather not get into it, you know what I mean?
When we were lifting a fridge together.
I'd rather not get into it, Randy. Come on.
Question is off the record.
Okay, off the record.
No, like it's like
on
it's
the record.
Off.
We're freaking on the.
What's
podcast.
It called? Where no? What's it called? Where like a judge is like excused or whatever, and then it's like okay, you
dismissed,
as the dismissed maybe
off the record,
no.
And then the jury's not supposed to take into account.
But that, by the way, if I was on the jury, I'd be like, okay, but I'm going to think about this.
Right, of course.
If I'm on the jury, and they go, and so there's like, okay, but this guy actually like shit his pants just now, and the judge is like. Guys,
irrelevant.
It's irrelevant. Don't think about it when you're making your verdict.
Or the
and then,
guy
like,
said, when I killed her, I mean, yeah. Can we actually excuse
strike that?
That. I misspoke.
That. Later I'm going to be like, ew, but he shit his pants and said he killed her. Like, come on.
Like at the same time.
At the same time.
Could have been an accident, I suppose.
I, in theory, being on a jury sounds like interesting, but I have not been, I got called and they didn't bring me in.
I got called and then like literally the pandemic shut everything down.
Rainey,
and I never had to go in.
I just love the idea of Rainey being on a jury. I think that Rainey would be really good on a jury.
I think, I mean, a student of the law, practically.
You went to law school.
I went to law school, PhD.
Doctor of law.
Doctorate of law. Wait, we were talking about something before that was
okay,
interesting.
Okay, I'm getting nervous. We're pulling up at the skate park and there's kids skating.
I'm so excited.
Rainey, there's okay. No fucking chance I don't get nervous about this. Look at all these teens. They're going to beat the shit out of Keith.
And I don't want that.
Rainey, this is a risky maneuver.
This is going to be so good.
Like, are you out of your mind, Rainey? Look at him.
So bad because
cool
I
kids.
Couldn't see the lines under the leaves, and okay. Now I can see the lines, and I didn't do a good job.
There is like 15 kids that are going to be mad at us for being bad at skateboarding. This is an unbelievable.
I'm so nervous.
I'm
They're
too nervous.
All 15-year-old boys, perhaps the scariest age of boy, and then there's a man who's 30.
So interested by this is what evokes you, not getting kicked out of Costco.
I don't give a shit about Costco. I'll get kicked out of a fucking 100 Costcos before I go to a skate
Nobody
park.
Nobody at Costco is cooler than me.
And these kids are like, they don't give a fuck.
Dude, that guy's like skateboarding with his hands in his pockets. That's a stupid idea.
He's going to be in a coma.
Keep your hands out.
Rainey, are you not intimidated by this?
No.
There's a cool dog.
Wait,
too.
Rainey, excuse me.
No, I'm not at all. They're just some kids skateboarding.
They're good.
Oh, but they have a whole vibe. We're
what are they going to say to me? There's no way they're going to say anything to me.
We're going
to
walk into this community. They're going to be like, you guys, fuck it. What the fuck are you doing?
We cannot go.
I'm like, borderline, we maybe cut the episode.
Can you even see us?
What?
Can you even see us? It's dark.
I mean,
I feel like we're spying. Like the stakeout.
Like, I'm thinking about this parking lot.
We could skateboard
in
the parking lot.
I'm thinking that we go to the skate. We have to warm up in the parking lot.
So you guys got to unpack. What do you think they're going to say or do?
I think that I'm having childhood trauma from when I went to the skate park with my brother was skateboarding. And then I went and some kid was just like fuck, like said the word fuck in front of me, and I was like, I want to go home.
That's scary. Mom can't hear that, or else she'll blame it on me.
Yeah, like, right, exactly. I just, skate parks to me is like everything I was in high school. You know what it is? It's also that, like, we're walking into their territory. It feels like they own the skate park.
They're moving so elegantly.
They're also all 14. Oh, by the way, it's also, we're a little bit far away, so we can't really see them. When we get closer, we see that they're like, truly kids, it's going to be less intimidating.
They're definitely kids. But, and I think it's more intimidating.
That they're kids.
There's definitely some 20-year-olds in there.
Jonathan. Although that's not that. Now that I'm unpacking it, it's starting to get easier.
Yes, yes.
A 20-year-old at a skate park with a bunch of kids feels less intimidating to me.
I mean, Jonathan said he had the exact same experience. I was like, do you have any of these skate park wrecks? And he was like, oh no, I've only been to one and I didn't even get out of the parking lot. So it's like, what, like, it's some sort of masculine, like, what is the, like, I'm just fascinated by the three for three.
I don't
want to
look like a dork.
I feel very confident in my ability to...
Not look like a dork?
No, not that. But if one of them came up to me and was like, said anything to me...
Do a kickflip.
I think I could handle the situation.
Well, obviously, I think I could handle it, Randy. I'm a grown man. I handle it by fucking drop kicking the kid. No. In reality, you know what it is? It's that, yeah, they are all, like, in my mind, they all know each other. One time, me and my friends.
Oh, that is nerve wracking.
Yeah, they all know each other.
They do know each other.
One time, me and my friend John, my friend Luke, huge shout out. My friend John, like, is really athletic, and he was, like, going to have us run some drills. Like, we're going to do these running drills and stuff. This was, like, maybe 2 years ago. And he was like, okay, let's like find a field. Like there's a high school nearby. Mm-hmm. It was summer. And he was like, we can find this field and there's going to be an open part of the field and run some drills. And like he like put a ladder down and we're doing like really athletic, like sprinting drills and stuff just to get some exercise. And they're into that. So we go to this
thing.
That
sounds awful.
It was kind of great. Afterwards, I felt really good. Because
when
do you want
to play a game instead of like playing pretend practice?
Well, no, it's Keith. Have you ever taken a workout class?
No.
Like that premise.
I know, but I'd rather play football.
Well,
I'm not
sure. But the point being, it's like my friend John is so athletic. He was like, well, I could just lead a workout thing for us to do. He's into like training in that way.
I see.
Not really my world, but I did it and it was great. So in order to get to the field we're going to, we had to walk by the football field. And there was active practice going on. I was wearing a green hat. And my friend was wearing like a red hat, like a pink hat. And as we're walking by,
oh no,
somebody yells across the field, yo, who the fuck brought Mario and Luigi? About us. And I was like,
did you just start peeing?
I was like, guys, just keep walking. It was like a bunch of high schoolers. And I was like intimidated by
how old were you?
This was 2 years ago. I was 28 years old. And I was like, gosh, just keep walking.
I thought you were in college.
No, this was very recently.
You should have looked
back.
This
might have been a year and a half
ago. You should have looked back and screamed, it's a me.
I wanted to, but I was like, these kids are going to fall. They think I'm the biggest loser.
Aww.
There's something about a group of children.
All you need to do in right there, right in that moment is without stopping, turn on a dime and start walking straight at them.
They were roided up.
Just stone-faced. Nothing is scarier than a giant... seemingly bored man walking at you at a calm pace.
Good point. They were in combat gear. They were in football gear.
Doesn't matter.
So they could fucking... I was like, these kids, if they wanted to... This is like the Wild West.
You know
what
you can do? You can grab
flies.
Their face mask and you can drag them all over. I've seen football players do it. They get little flags thrown at them when they do it, but it looks like it's uncomfortable.
There were 35 of them.
And guess what? If one tall man walks up with the audacity to do that, 15 of them are scattering.
That's a good point. So then I only have to fight
20. And also, it's possible that the guy who said that, nobody likes.
Yeah.
You always get the opportunity that nobody likes him. And
oh, that's
so
a good point.
Finally,
like,
they're like, oh, here comes this guy.
This
finally
guy
gonna teach Johnny a lesson. Johnny's about to get face masked by a stranger.
That's a good point. You know what it is, Rainey? It's that, and maybe Keith feels this way as well.
Maybe.
Keith and I are not traditionally masculine
wrong.
Guys in the high school sphere. No. We're not guys that wear the skate park. We're not really guys that were on the football team. We're not really guys that adopt the sort of traditional masculine values. So when I see a masculine breeding ground like a skate park, for sort of full of machismo and testosterone,
right.
Why aren't we doing this at a frisbee golf course? You know what I'm saying?
See, that's more
Keith
than my speech.
We could roll in and crush it. I'm not afraid
of nobody.
You walk
in
there,
people are like, whoa, that guy is probably good.
He's probably, they,
look
we
how
look
long
like
they are.
Really good froth players for sure.
Okay, yeah. So I see, because I do say, I will say, like, if I see a group of girls at a mall,
that's
I'm nervous.
Saying. That's what I'm saying.
So that this is
especially
the equivalent.
Swinging big bags of stuff they bought.
They just want to, yeah, they just went to freaking Mac, the Mac
One
store.
One of them has
JCPenney scarf.
One of them has some, sorry, I can't think of a single expensive store.
Okay.
Dolce and Gabbana.
Dolce and Gabbana.
One of them has a Victoria's Secret bag.
Ooh, and everyone's like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Walking around the mall with a Victoria's Secret bag is kind of fire.
Yeah.
It is kind of cool.
It's like, okay, hot.
It's like, okay.
Yeah, it's hot. It's getting hot.
I will say, I've got two things. First of all, I've made out with one skateboarder. I had a crush
on
a skateboarder.
Nice.
So Rainey's a part of the community. See? We're going to get out there. Rainey's not even going to have our back, Keith.
Rainey's
assimilated into skateboard
culture.
She's
going to start kissing them.
No, I think that's why.
The adult ones.
The adult ones only. I think that's why I'm not nervous, because it's like, I know your game. Because
you made out with a skateboarder. I know what they're like.
How many years ago was this?
She was able to smell their thoughts.
That's right.
Because we know about her nose, so she knows them.
Mm. Rainey, how long ago was this?
3 years ago.
Whoa. Okay.
Wait, no, sorry.
So an adult skateboarder.
So I went to high school with him, had a crush on him when he was a high school skateboarder. I feel like he probably still has a penny board. I don't know. We're not in contact.
It was a kiss. It was a kiss goodbye.
It was a one-time only event. But I do feel like I'm like, okay, he intimidated me at one point because I had a crush on him and I was like, sure. He's so cool. Mm-hmm. But then once I got to know him, I was like, you don't even know what your job is. You have a job and you can't tell me what the job is. And so then I was like, no thanks. Mm. Now, the second skateboarder I had a crush on did longboard competitions.
That is cool. See,
but
also,
pro.
Again, longboarding is like, most of these kids aren't even going off ramps, which actually makes me feel a little better.
That guy just did. Okay, but he did fuck it up.
If we tried to do that,
oh, that guy's sitting on it. That looks fun. That I can get at.
Keith, you
on.
Can't do that.
I will crack my head open. You're right.
But also, I'm like, we really should have brought a helmet.
None of them are wearing them, though.
Again.
We can't show up fucking elbow pad, knee pad, helmet on, and just say, hey, guys, how's it going?
So here's what I think we should do.
Can we drop in?
I got the skateboard, moved to California. Guy had the skateboard, was like a little bit comfortable cruising around on the top of a parking deck near my aunt's house. And that was the extent of me skateboarding.
Uh-huh.
I never graduated beyond that. And one time I was like, you know what? I should try to like drop in on the parking deck ramp. And then I fell really hard on my hip.
Oh.
So that's like my experience skateboarding.
Well, we shouldn't go faster than 5 miles an hour.
Well, here's what I think we should do. We should go into this parking lot.
Yeah.
We'll graduate to the fucking over there.
Oh, we're going to look so lame.
We're going to go to the parking lot, and then I'm going to...
so lame.
We'll
over
go
here.
One at a time. I'm just going to cruise, and you guys do commentary and tell everyone
exactly,
how good I'm doing.
Exactly.
And then we'll switch.
Yeah, and I'll do it next.
And then Rainey will do it.
With the Rainey
then
cam.
Maybe Keith, but he doesn't want to break his ankle, so maybe he doesn't.
I'm all-time announcer.
And before we do that, I have another surprise.
Dua Lipa. Bring her out. She's sitting in the trunk.
No.
How'd you fit her?
By the way, having a trunk guest.
Oh,
really?
That's surprise trunk
surprise.
Guest covered in a sheet.
That would be so
And they have like
funny.
A knife.
The surprise is fortune cookies.
Fortune cookies.
Oh, shit. Do you have one?
No, there's only two left, but it's okay.
Rainey, are you sure?
Yeah, it's okay.
All right. That's nice of you, Rainey. Thank you. Okay. Well, fortune cookies really mean a lot to me because I've always thought that they could be way better.
Tasting?
Well, no, tasting I'm actually fine with a crispy crunch, but I think that the fortunes themselves are often not fortunes, they're commands.
Oh.
And I don't like that. And I want them to be longer.
Uh-huh.
I want it to be like, by the
Sarah
way,
reading.
How's your mom?
You should call your mom.
Okay, here we go. What's your say, Keith?
Do not dwell on differences with a loved one. Try a compromise.
Oh. Man,
that's not a fortune.
That is advice.
A command.
That's advice.
Yeah.
That's advice.
Telling you to compromise. Interesting.
Yeah.
Good things are coming to you in due course of time. Honestly,
yeah.
I needed to hear that.
That's kind of a fortune.
Yeah.
And I didn't tell you to be active. Mine was be active.
Yeah. I needed to hear that because in the age of the internet, man.
It's hard.
Maybe you think
patience is a tough trait.
Maybe one of these kids is going to invite you out there and you're going to try a trick you never tried and you're going to nail it.
I will break my goddamn neck, Keith.
I know, I'm so scared.
I'm going to cruise so slowly and then give up. And maybe we walk over to the skate park.
No, cruising is winning.
Goosing and Swing.
What if we interviewed them and pretend we're an interview show?
They're children, Keith.
Not all of them. I mean, their parents.
How long have you been skating? They're going to be like, fuck you. It's going to be like, all right.
Is this on TikTok?
That's what they're going to say.
Hey, are you that guy who eats stuff?
They're definitely going to know
my
who you
sister
are.
Likes you.
I try my sister. There's a dog.
I don't. I know there's, I talked about the dog earlier. There's actually a second dog somewhere. There's two skateboarding dogs out there.
Is there like I feel like watching the skateboard, there should be an EMT standing by. Like some of these kids are going to get fucking hurt.
I know that our whole plan is to go out there, but I'm kind of loving voyeuristically.
Somebody just fell.
I love watching this. This is kind of beautiful.
He did a kickflip and he fell. And he fell. And now he's back up, though. Get back on the horse. You know what I mean? Randy, how's it going back there?
It's great. I just flipped the camera around, so we are ready. What I think we should do, because I don't think the camera is getting all the eye candy that we're getting, all the juice. So I think we go out there.
And we cruise.
And we cruise.
And we film the children from afar.
Yeah.
And then someone's going to come over and be like, yo, what are you losers doing practicing skateboards?
We'll if say, they I'm so sorry. Say that, I don't know what I'll say. I'll come up with it.
I've made out with one of you before.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that great.
I made out with a skater once.
I'll be like, sorry. Do you have what's your deal?
Did you just fart? I have a really good sense of smell.
Did you just fart is such an off-putting question.
Sorry, did you just fart? That's actually, honestly though, actually kind of a foolproof plan.
You just fart?
Somebody just goes like, oh yeah, you guys are losing. I go, did you just fart?
Ew, are you farting right now?
That's gross. Ugh. What the fuck?
What Ugh. Smells bad? What do smells you smell bad? That?
Oh my God.
Did you just fart?
This guy just farted and the guy's like, what do you do? Being accused of farting is sort of, there's no comeback to that. It's an impenetrable defense.
I didn't fart. Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah, sure. Fart o'clock. Sure.
Seems like you farted.
Fart machine.
Oh, did you just fart again?
No way.
Ugh.
Honestly, this is pretty good. I feel like that having that in my back pocket makes me feel better.
Defense mechanism activated.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. I'm nervous, but let's do it.
All right.
Scary.
What does
that
even mean?
It's been so long since that's happened to me.
Get the breath knocked out of you. I'm like, how is that possible?
It's too scary.
What is that? What's happening when that happens, you know?
Good question.
Like, right? Is that how you feel? Is that
no,
how you feel?
I remember one time this kid picked me up and dropped me in middle school. We were playing like not even touch football, and he was like, ooh, and I really hurt. I got my wind knocked out of me, and it was scary. I was like,
I know, you can't breathe.
Yeah. You just fall when you fall like that.
Yeah. During soccer, I had a ball be kicked at me, and it was like, yeah.
That's a crit. That doesn't happen to adults, by the way.
Yeah, I've never had that.
That's only happening to, like, children. They're like, I may not breathe anymore. Is that something wrong?
I can't breathe.
All right, Keith, here. Let you get the aerial shot.
Woo!
Okay, that was a little too scary.
Because what the audience needs to know is, okay, let me show. Look at how that, oh, there we go. That's perfect speed. Safe.
Kickflip.
Woo! Kickflip.
With a cable.
Oh my gosh. Good job.
Okay.
Wow.
Blood's pumping. Heart's pumping. Heart's pumping. Keith, are you impressed by that?
I honestly can't do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. So this is what everybody should know is that this rocks a little bit so you can steer it. But yeah. As you're stepping on it, that makes it sort of interesting.
By the way, this has turned into a skateboard tutorial. But everyone, if you're watching at home, what you're going to want to know is that if the press is side and it's going to move. Careful, Keith.
This is as much as I'm doing.
Keith, that's good, though. You're literally all your weight is on the skateboard.
That's good. The other thing that's important to know is if you touch the sides, you're dead. Operation Style, I'm like, if I touch this while I'm on the board, my weight
you're
is going to go out from under
and
me.
And you're going to fall, and you're going to scream.
I'm hurt myself, and then it's like workers' comp, and I go home with a Lexus.
You don't work for us anymore.
Well, freelance. But,
it's a little different.
It's a little, workers it's a little different. The workers' comp package, as we call it, is a little different. Okay, so again.
We don't know him.
Also, there's two styles of skateboarding.
Right, there's foot in front, and there's foot
There's
like
foot
this.
In front, and there's foot in back, and yeah. I'm wondering, what style of skater am I?
I think that you got to be
a
perpendicular one.
A purple?
One,
no, but
one foot
to
in
get
front.
On the board, it's like, do I go this way, and then I turn this way?
No, I assume that you...
My good foot is in the back or on
the
ground?
Your good foot be on the front. Well, the you should start with your foot on the front.
We should have Googled
so that the
this.
Next foot comes behind you, and it's easy.
Good foot on the front.
Yeah. On the front of the board,
yeah,
and then
yeah, that's what
and
it
then
is.
Your other foot follows.
That feels good, Keith.
Yeah.
Again, we're on pavement.
There we go. Really good.
Oh, now it's coming back to me. He's just like riding a skateboard.
That was really good.
Ooh.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Dude, okay. That's not bad.
That was pretty good.
I would love if a skate brand would sort of sponsor me at this point.
Oh, are you kidding me? Obviously.
The other cool thing I learned how to do that's really scary to
oh
do.
Oh, boy. I'm very afraid.
You just go like this.
Oh.
You did it. You did it.
Yeah.
You stayed nice. Under your toes. I saw you do it.
Wow. Okay, this is what I remember doing.
Okay.
Here we go, Rainey. This is going to be great for the audio list.
And
this is what I remember doing. It's just like a clapping board.
One of them's coming over to us. One of them's.
Okay, a skater is sort of, yeah, he's coming near us.
He's doing laps around
He's doing
us.
A little bit like, what's going on? I'm going
to
go test the
waters with those. He's doing
guys.
Recon.
We're just some people.
Yeah, he's watching. He's wondering, what the fuck
he's
are these
He's definitely a scout. They sent him out.
Okay, here's another one.
He said, I'll go look.
There's another kid.
Yeah, there's a couple kids.
A couple kids coming out.
Okay. They would not.
No, I do think that the ground is.
They're coming to tell us to leave.
I do think these kids are like
staring over here. Let's move it along.
Yeah, I do think that so this is asphalt. It's going to be a lot smoother over there. Is my hunch. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I mean, and over there, there's also a lot of obstacle courses.
But over there, I worry
with.
That we're going to fucking run. Like one of these kids, I'm going to get in their way.
Yeah, you know it looks like mean? Though those people at the top are just sitting and chilling. I feel like we could go sit and chill.
All right, that sounds good. Here, let's get the board. And yeah, so this is how it's sort of like. All right.
Nice. See, you're natural.
I don't think I got it at all. I was like losing them.
I think I
you
got it.
You lost control. Oh, Brittany got it on her body GoPro.
My body cam.
I got this one pine cone.
Oh, I do see it. You think it was placed there for people to ollie
it
over?
It feels placed.
Let's ollie get a, over. See, you know a lot of words, it. Actually.
Yeah. Upside down shot. Jonathan, just reverse that in
Could
post.
Could you just flip that upside down real quick for
just
me?
Just flip it to upside down in post.
Okay. And
that's
there.
Really good.
Woo.
Should we shoot a music video right now?
I
like
love
a Beastie Boys video.
It started and it was like, okay, were we scared to get out of the car? Now we're shooting a music video.
I honestly think we should shoot a music video. Beastie Boys was interesting. I was thinking more like You Belong With Me.
I'm so nervous.
Okay, there's a bench over there, Keith. That
That's
I
what I'm saying.
Sit on right there.
Which one?
See,
the green one?
Green one. No, the green
yes,
one.
Yes, the green one's good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm liking that. That's
this
really
is a park.
Nice.
We're allowed to be here.
Yeah, it's public place.
Keith telling Becky at night. You reminding yourself in the mirror. This
I'm
is a fucking park.
Here.
We're allowed
I'm
to
allowed
do
to sit
this.
Here. I'm allowed.
It's fine to do this,
I'm allowed
this,
to
actually.
Just watch. I'm allowed to watch.
Yeah, this is fucking sick, actually.
Yeah. If Chris Reinecker was here, he'd be tearing it
does
up.
Does Chris Reinecker skateboard?
Yeah.
Oh, I know he does.
He's from,
I can tell.
He's from Pismo Beach area.
Oh, Pismo.
They surf. They skate. They do it all. They're like Rocket Power up there.
That's sick.
And it smells like weed like crazy.
Yeah. I mean, honestly,
here.
I'm thinking we should spark up.
We should be high.
Getting high at this skate park, we go to the skate.
I mean, the two skateboarders that one I just had a crush on, the other, I didn't even finish the story about the longboarder.
Yeah, what happened to the longboarder?
This was crazy. Okay, so we were like texting and stuff. And then he was like, we were at a frat party. Yikes. But we got to the frat party and he was like, do you want to dance? And I was like, 1 second, I'm going to get a drink. And then he disappeared. By the time I came back, disappeared. I was like, what the fuck?
He said, do you want to dance? And then he vanished?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then I found out, he was like, oh, sorry, I went on a party at the T. And I was like, the public transit. And I was like, what?
A party on the transit?
And then I found out he had a girlfriend.
Jesus.
Yeah.
If you're out there and you're listening, call in.
He was hot, though.
Yeah.
He was hot.
Hot guys get away with stuff sometimes.
Hot guys do be getting away with stuff. You know what I mean?
That's why Miles wants to change his image.
No, I did feel the way. I was watching a TikTok earlier, and it was this hot guy.
Ooh.
And I was like, this has a lot of views. And I don't
Is
even remember.
Single?
I didn't know who it was. But I was just like, he was just saying stuff. And I was like, this guy's not actually that interesting, but he's really good to look at. And I was like, I get why people are watching this, because he's good to look at, and he's saying a thought that's like pretty general. But I was like, fucking... No. Man, I would like to hop on that action.
For sure. Everybody has that moment where you're like, start actually listening to someone who's like everybody reveres. And then you're like, wait a second, you listen to the words only. But I will say, to their credit, having a je ne sais quoi takes work.
No, but I don't think that it does.
Guys, I hate to interrupt, but on the other side of this skate park, there is a guy on a scooter.
But that's
we
where
I can't see him. He's
I think
on
it's probably
the other
the scooter
side.
Section.
There's like a second. Yeah, there's the other side. This is like all skateboard. See him? See him? Long
he's one, making
he looks,
the scooter
he looks
look really cool.
And I think he's making his girlfriend watch him. And that's I think awesome. We should go ogle.
Yeah, we gotta ogle.
Because I bet we could do a little interview, because I'm way less scared of scooter people.
Well, Keith, I gotta be honest, after sitting here, I'm not intimidated by these people either.
I'm very intimidated.
Even though
by
they
them.
Know.
I think they're gonna try to ask us if we want weed, and I can't. I will wanna say yes.
Well, I think I'll have to say yes.
You'll have to say yes.
Because I'm a freelancer.
Yeah.
I don't want weed, but it's a good thumbnail for me to be smoking a joint.
It's a great. Well, it's actually a bad thumb.
Oh, as we've learned
from making this.
Wow, that guy's good.
I missed it.
Oh, he did just big... he jumped off of that platform.
Whoa.
Off of, so he jumped
scary.
Probably off 4 feet.
You know, it really does Three. Take hard work. Three. I think that's what I'm looking at this and I'm going,
oh, yeah, their skills.
Like, look at that ollie. It's like sick.
Wow. What is an ollie?
Okay, an ollie, Rainy.
An ollie, like an
ollie. And again, I'm mansplaining this.
He did
it's
jump.
It's where you pop one side of the skateboard up so quickly,
mm-hmm.
and then you pop the other side down so quickly in such a maneuver
it's like a,
that it goes in the air.
It's leap.
It's like, oh, kaka. Ooh. Ooh. So that way, you know, you're sort of in the air temporarily.
You're literally leaping. It's like, okay.
But if I could skateboard, I just feel like people would listen to me.
I guess it's good
exercise.
Well, that's
true. I'm telling you, like, I agree. I mean, I don't know at your age, to be honest, but in high school, for sure.
Sorry. What the hell is that supposed to mean, Rainy?
Like, I mean, as an adult, I don't think it's as cool to skateboard as, like, in high school.
I disagree. think of a cool actor. Timothée Chalamet.
He does not skateboard.
No, but okay. If you found out that it was like, oh, there's a photo like in a magazine or like on Instagram. It was like Timothée Chalamet sighted. He's on a fucking skateboard.
Yeah, that's hot.
Like next to a taxi.
That's true.
That's like, that is cool that he's just doing it and not even talking about it.
You won that argument.
Okay, everybody pause. We got to watch. Everybody, you got to watch.
Brady, thank you.
You got to watch White Shirt. You got to watch White Shirt over here. He's
about to do something wild. Well,
he's been cruising.
He was hanging out smoking a joint earlier. Maybe
now,
I don't want to accuse
now
him.
Now he's in it.
Now look he's fucking in it. Holy. This is...
Oh, man. Okay. He is talented.
See? He's got the skills.
He's also got an earbud in, and I like that. It's
he's
sort of baby driver
style. He's probably doing a music video right now.
Maybe people think we're scouts.
He's doing a...
for a skateboarding
we're
reality
skating
show?
Scouts for a skateboarding reality show.
I mean, if that's the case, I'm definitely choosing the guy who jumped off the 3-foot ledge, because that was cool.
I'm worried that this dog is going to get in the way.
I don't know. Yeah. The dog is the chillest. The chillest of the chill here.
I guess the dog does know what's good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the dog is like so well behaved.
Oh, shit.
See, that was
fell.
See,
fell.
He didn't get
see,
hurt.
Here's the thing, though.
He
didn't
fall.
Get hurt. There's a guy that fell. If he fell just a little differently, he's dead.
And if we
he
fell like that,
head, he's dead.
I would come over here going, I gotta go.
No, I'd be like,
I gotta go.
I can't
breathe.
Like,
I
never want to be hurt that
I
way
can't,
again.
For
a little bit, I was trying to practice doing an ollie, and I never mastered it.
What about a kickflip?
Yeah, Keith. Cart before the horse.
I think, should we ask somebody to teach you how to ollie?
No, because I'm going to hurt myself. Rainy, I'm a father.
Yeah, I agree.
If I hurt myself, I was saying this at the office. People are like, Keith said he wasn't going to skateboard. And I was like, see, if I get hurt, it's just more, it means that Sarah's going to have to do more baby stuff.
Yeah.
So it's really not for me that I don't even want to get hurt. I mean, I'm also a coward.
And if I get hurt, Becky's going to make me do the same amount of baby stuff, but I'm going to be
hurt.
Having a hard
time.
Yeah,
in a boot. In a full hip cast.
And I'm just going to be like
exactly
a series of pulleys moving my body around the house through some sort of zipline system.
You're like Mr. What's his name? Not Mr. Fantastic. The Inspector Gadget.
Yes, Inspector Gadget or Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah. The pants.
Yeah, some amount of Rube Goldberg machine to get me to take care of a baby.
What about Boob Goldberg? Is that anything?
Boob Goldberg.
Boob.
It's like a complex way to have a sexual act. Is that what you're thinking here?
That's
whoa,
too slow, I
Keith.
Think. That would take too long.
What do you mean?
She's right.
It would take
Rube
too
Goldberg,
long to,
the whole
to what,
point
to,
is it, it's too slow.
What's the end result, Rainy?
Well, it's
what's
not.
The end result? That would take too long. I'm wondering what's
step
the end
away
result
for a bit.
Thinking.
Well, I have something specific in mind, but I don't want to get age-gated.
Go to the Patreon.
Yowza!
Yowza!
But I do think that it would... It also is just not the mood, you know? It's just a little too science-y for the moment.
Unless that's the king.
True.
I'm going to try to do a kickflip just sitting here.
Yeah. So walk us through. So you're going.
So the idea is I go, see how the wheels are going off the ground? So it's like, oh. And then you're like, okay, so I'm going, oh, whoa. And then this board, and I'm slamming this side down. So it's going, oh. And see, it's in the air.
But it's not flipping, is it?
No, an ollie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do it with your hands so we can really see.
So let me show you.
Yeah. Here.
No, I got it. Okay, so it's going. So you're like slamming down
film.
The side. You're going, boom. And then it's going up.
That's right, because you're launching into the air.
Launch, right?
Because at the time, also, it's going fast. So if you go up, it's not just going.
It's going to go launch. It's going up and then this foot is pushing it down really hard. It's going up. And then this foot that's over here, Rainy.
Pushing down.
It's going to push down, and it's going to level out in the air.
Yes. And then?
Is that
and then it goes straight down, no way.
Or is it a kickflip?
It's a jump. I'm talking about a jump.
And then
a
how do you land?
You're talking about an ollie. Boom. And then you're talking about putting pressure. And I don't know exactly how, but you sort of spin.
Land.
Spin. I wonder if
I'm mansplaining because I don't know how to actually do it.
Well, you know more than me, honestly. I didn't even know what an ollie was before today.
You
but
didn't?
The guy who I made out with, famously, never forget. Because I bring it up every week.
Yeah, often.
I know, too much, I'd say. He doesn't,
Is this the same guy you were talking about the other week, too?
Quite possibly. I don't remember what I said about him last week. Whoever. But he tried to teach all of us how to skateboard once the night before we left for college.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
And how'd it go?
Good. I mean, I didn't learn.
The night before college, we all got to learn to skate.
College is over.
It's our last opportunity. Come on.
That's almost too late, to be honest.
It's way too late.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the scooter guy's coming.
Scooter guy's coming. Oh. He's thinking about how will this work.
Wait, okay, so scooter guy's moving his scooter along a rail. He's
no
sort
way.
Of planning
I
on
think
a grind.
The scooter guy is the coolest one here.
I think he's planning a grind. He was like, all right, that's how it would look.
He's got
to
make sure.
But then he walked away. He walked away.
He's going to grind.
You think?
He's got to after that.
There's no way he's going to grind.
He's
got
to grind.
He's warming up. His girlfriend's still like, all right. I want
to
go home.
Totally so
we
got
to talk to the girlfriend.
There's no way she'll talk to us. She's
she
too
will.
Cool. She's
I'm
a skater
famous.
Girlfriend.
I'm
she chose this
enough,
life.
Right?
It's like an army wife. Skater girlfriend.
I do remember, actually, the guy.
Oh, my God. Rainy, you have
Please.
To move on. This guy.
He dated
he's,
this
he's
girl.
A hold on you.
She would literally like go to the skater park and watch him. And I was like, that's not my life. That's not the life for me.
It is like an army wife.
I will never do that, except right now.
That's not the life I want. That's not the life I deserve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I see her. I see that girl, and I don't think she's too cool for us. I think that she's really bored and would love something to do.
Let's just go and look. I want to look.
You
want
to just look at the other side of the
Yeah,
bus.
We can look for this.
Let's go. Let's go on a walk.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Whoop. Oh, Rainy's got her cable.
Hey, there's a steak knife under there.
Oh, my
don't
God. Pick,
Keith, that's a murder weapon. Don't touch it. That's got to be a murder weapon,
what
at the very least.
Oh, maybe they were just eating steak.
Uh-huh. In public,
yeah.
Keith. No one eats steak in public. That'd
you're
be crazy.
But they're allowed legally.
Keith, that would be psycho. Oh, yeah, there's a whole other side to the
I know.
Skate park.
I feel like this is the older kid side.
Well, no, the scooter guy is sort of...
Yeah, this seems like this is the lame side. No one's on this side.
Yeah, this feels like
maybe
where you
scooters
go...
scooters only.
Maybe. That's a really good point.
This is the scoot zone.
The scoot zone.
Now, this is a beautiful park, and it's making me want to come to more beautiful parks.
This is the only skate park in NoHo?
I think that there was a...
In NoHo?
In NoHo. A movie with Miranda Cosgrove about this park.
No.
And I can't confirm or deny that,
Rainy,
but...
that can't be true.
Oh, I'll look
you
it up in the
Miranda
bar.
Cosgrove has never been drunk.
I saw that.
What?
She's
or
never
high.
Been drunk. Yeah.
She said, I have
Congrats
never.
Congrats to her.
And I was sort of like, that's surprising because she was like a teen idol.
Yeah.
Yeah. And good normally, girl. You know.
And her favorite word's fuck.
Right.
Probably
fuck. Probably fuck. What's your favorite curse word?
Probably fuck.
I mean, she was kind of set up.
That's the craziest clip.
That's so funny.
Probably fuck. And it's like, what's happening?
What,
like, are we, where are we?
What's
like,
going on? What's going
what's
on
your,
with this?
By the way, also, the crazier question is, what's your favorite curse word?
Right, that's what I'm saying. I think the interviewer made that clip, which was
if
funny.
If somebody asked me that, well, I'd be like, what are you talking
no,
about?
No, come on, you got to answer.
What's your favorite curse word?
Balls? Is that even a curse?
Yeah.
That's just an anatomy.
If you're using it. If you're going, balls.
Balls deep.
Jizz.
That's
not really a curse
that's
either.
A curse word.
Is that a curse?
Yeah.
What's your favorite curse word, Rainy?
Okay, let's think of my options.
Okay.
Okay.
We have to
We're trying to keep ads on.
We're trying to keep ads on. We have to bleep some of those. Sponsors are pulling
apparently,
out. Let's take an ad break.
Apparently, like, T is a good thing.
Serving.
Yeah, but like saying like, oh, T is like good.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
That's
but
new.
Only,
that has to be new.
It's pretty new, but you have to have a certain tone.
That has to be new.
And I wouldn't, you know, if you don't know the tone, I wouldn't risk
it's
it.
It's kind of like saying,
well, yeah, because if
you
okay,
can say, my bitch.
Picture in the office,
good,
someone goes,
or,
oh, how's Rainy? Oh, Rainy's pretty. That doesn't feel like a compliment.
That feels like somebody's fucking shit.
Yeah, it feels like someone's talking shit.
As right. She's kind of
okay, we have to bleep at least all of this, right? I don't want to be on the record saying that about Rainey.
But it's positive sometimes, apparently. Like, bitch. Like,
he's mansplaining the word cunty.
I'm trying to, if you'd let me.
I'm trying.
He's man-preventing me from mansplaining.
What's the opposite of mansplaining? Man-preventing.
Man-stopping?
Loving that.
Man-stopping.
Are you man-stopping me right now? It's like interrupting.
Wait, Keith, what's your favorite curse word?
Probably fuck. I know. I think I like shit a lot.
I'd say shit a lot.
Oh, shit.
Shit is good.
Shit's good.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit, fuck, goddamn.
Here's what I want to do. Yeah. I want to do one interrupted skateboard down this long path.
Yes.
And you guys, you can catch me.
We'll catch you.
All right, here we
great.
Go.
Great.
Kind of smells like pee where we're standing. Do you smell that?
Oh, yeah. Because my nose came back.
Yeah.
Nice.
There you go.
Really? Oh, my gosh. This is professional work.
Well, that's good, Miley.
Oh, careful. There you go. Do a little back and forth action.
Yes.
Nice.
Very cool.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I have to try now.
Okay.
Okay, that felt exhilarating, by the way. The last push that I did was really good.
It was good.
All right, we got to capture Rainey here. Okay, so Rainey is going... Rainey, be really careful. And so Rainey, what Rainey's doing is, okay, that was pretty good. Rainey, watch the front tip. That's what she said, Rainey said. But you're going to want to watch it, Rainey, because if you don't want to hit the front too hard because you'll flip off. That was pretty good, Rainey.
That was pretty good, Rainey.
All right, Keith, do you want to try or no?
No, I think I'm all set.
Keith's all set.
I'm all set.
Well, guys, I feel like we got a lot of skateboarding done today.
How do you feel?
I feel amazing. Here, let me grab these.
Good guy. We'll see you next time.
Whoa, that would have been cool, whatever it was. It's kind of litty.
It's cold, girlfriend. They're leaving. Oh, ouch.
Guys, this is exhilarating. All right, well, now I'll obviously ride it with you guys back. Are we ready? You guys got to be ready to run with me.
Okay.
Run with the wolves.
Slack.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
And 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, the pivot is what's hard.
To be able to talk, like to hold a conversation and board is
to be able to pivot the foot is really how it...
Miles and Tini actively way better throughout the day. Like, you're really learning. You again, are a lifelong learner.
Again, I did train at the parking garage near my aunt's house. So I'm sort of... I'm relearning my Taekwondo. Sort of step by step.
Step by step. Step by step. Wheel by wheel.
I relearn the skills that I gleaned near my aunt's house. Okay, it's raining. It sounds like we gotta go.
But I did some amazing shooting for you. I made you look like a cool music video star.
Oh, that's gonna be awesome. We're gonna cut that really well together. Being on the other side after doing professional skateboarding for at least an hour now. I get the appeal.
You're in.
There was a sense of community there.
There was a sense of community there, Rainey said. There really was. I felt like I was a part of something bigger. You know what I'll say, though? It's good to learn a skill like this.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm like, oh, you can feel you get better as the day goes on.
Yes. It's so satisfying.
Yeah, learning.
Well, I feel like the first day of doing something, you learn more than you learn in the next 100.
Yeah. Similarly with running, the first 2 weeks, it's like, okay, I shaved 5 minutes per hour off.
We'll see you guys in the car.
Bing.
Wow. What an exhilarating experience. It started raining just as we were sort of getting good. It's such a bummer. Yeah. I was about to do a kickflip.
I can't believe it's raining here in Los Angeles.
I know.
The driest place in town.
I can't believe it's raining. It's really crazy.
I wish I had known it was going to rain because I didn't cover my patio furniture.
Patio furniture is meant to be...
Now it's wet,
yeah,
and it's going to rain every day, and if I cover it while it's wet, it gets even grosser, so I have to wait and let it get wet, and then all the way get dry before I can cover it, and
Now, I didn't know that it was going to rain all week.
Yeah.
So, when we got in the car, Miles had an interesting... question, which is, Keith, do you drive with sunglasses?
I don't. Because
I don't wear sunglasses at all.
I almost never wear them. If I'm going to a sunny place, I'll put on a hat.
But I see people in sunglasses and I think, That's Cooper. That's Bradley Cooper style.
I'm like, dang, I wish I could do that.
Did you recently see a Bradley Cooper movie?
I didn't, but I saw an interview he did with Emma Stone.
Oh.
And I thought she was charming in it, and he was kind of hot. And I was like, this is like a guy who's like, what, he's 50?
Who's in Pirates of the Caribbean, but not Johnny Depp?
Orlando Bloom.
Oh, hot.
What's he
up to?
Legolas.
Is he married to Katy Perry?
No, I think you're thinking of Russell Brand, but they're not together.
Wait, let me double check
Orlando Bloom was with someone who was a pop star,
but he's not in acting anymore, really. He's more into finance. What's he up to? I don't know what he's doing.
He just became an elf full-time.
He
moved to Rivendell.
Great. Yeah, that's awesome.
He's there.
Okay. Oh, yeah, so Katy Perry was married, and now the couple are happily engaged.
The Bloom?
Yes.
Really?
But also it says Miranda Kerr is his wife. So, oh no, Miranda Kerr is married 2013. Katy Perry is now his wife. But I remember seeing Pirates of the Caribbean and being like, who is that? And it's like, oh, he's famous.
Oh yeah, he's famous. But he's hot.
Yeah, he's
Lord of the Rings.
He's always been hot. Bloom, Orlando style.
Mm-hmm.
Who is your Keith? Because I know Zach's and I think I know Miles, but Keith, who's your man celebrity crush?
Well, who's mine? I have so many man celebrity crushes.
I feel like it's like Chris Evans.
I like Chris Evans a lot, but I don't know that he's number one. I like him a lot.
I've said Paul Rudd. I would say Seth Rogen is up there.
Yeah,
would
Seth
like
Rogen's
to hang
hot.
Out.
Cooper Bradley style is sort of up there.
I just don't think, who am I kidding? What would we have to talk about?
With who? Cooper?
Bradley Cooper.
I think we'd have I think I'd be like, by the way, Limitless changed me fundamentally.
Well, that would be a lot to talk about.
I saw this TikTok that was like ranking Timothée Chalamet's movies, and it was the craziest fucking ranking ever, where Little Women was like at 6, and like, I mean, Interstellar was 1, which is fine. Interstellar was a challenging movie. It's thinky.
I like Interstellar a lot, but it's long. Oh man, I'm getting hungry, huh? Maybe we could get lo mein on the next app.
We could maybe do
In-N-Out. We had Thai food for lunch.
Oh, see, I'm no longer on the lunch text because I sort of came in afternoon style. Yeah. Mm. What I got to do is sort of, I need to cook the lunch books. I need to find out who's not in the office, and then I need to get them to sort of curry a lunch favor. Curry, it could be curry.
Oh, Miles, you can always you can always text me.
Well, but you got a lunch. So what I'm doing, I'm trying to wash the books. He's trying to find
who's out of town.
I'm trying to cook
Zach's
the books.
Out of town, so yeah. Maybe Zach could. Is probably
I could be like, oh, I'm Zach, and I'm texting from Miles' phone for some reason, but I do want lunch, and it's got to be this.
Yeah, I don't really love the Thai place that we get from.
What could you eat? What's your food that you could have
every day?
You only get one meal.
Yeah.
You have it every day. Not for every meal, but every day for dinner.
Uh-huh.
What would be that meal for you?
Grilled chicken, mashed potatoes.
Oh.
Really?
I think it'd be
simple,
tasty, healthy, simple. I think I'd never get tired of it.
Really? That's interesting.
Especially if I'm allowed different condiments for the chicken. Because then I'm able to have a mustard chicken, a barbecue chicken, a ranch chicken. I can
different
kind
of chicken.
Different kinds of
chicken.
Yeah,
it's also not so intense that you'd get tired of it. It's kind of like, oh, pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think that's a winning answer.
Thank you.
I would probably say avocado toast with an egg.
Oh, that's also nice yolk style.
I had it probably so much at a certain point in my life.
I love an avocado toast. By the way, with avocado toast, I'm always putting a little bit of lemon juice in the
avocado. Oh, lemon juice and sriracha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I'm thinking that it would be a yellow curry with rice.
Ooh, yes. Good answer.
Have you ever gotten curry and then instead of getting rice, get rice noodle to have with your curry?
Oh, I have had that.
It's a fun switch up.
It's nice. It's almost ramen adjacent.
Mm. Yeah, it definitely isn't as good as holding the curry as the rice, but I just don't like. Sometimes rice is just boring to me.
Okay, so I've been reflecting recently. Some people love pho. It is, their number one favorite.
Rainey, I'm glad you brought this up, and I want to be respectful here.
Yeah.
I have enjoyed a pho, but I'm often left wondering, am I doing this wrong?
Yeah.
At the end of pho, sometimes I think, was I supposed to add more flavor?
Did I just miss the perfect mix that makes it taste good?
Because when I get pho, I'm thinking, okay... I know that there's flavor here, but I'm trying to find it better. And I would love if somebody could tell me how to do pho properly.
Right.
Yeah, it's definitely I think the number one choice, if you can handle the spice, pour everything that they give you in.
Yeah.
Just do the whole thing of it all.
Sauce it
up. Just do it all.
Sauce it up.
Now, if you can't, do everything except for the pepper spice and only add in as much pepper spice as you think you can handle.
Yeah.
But it does need that hoisin and that lime and that Thai basil and that sriracha or sriracha style, whatever.
In a lot of ways, you are sort of making it.
You are making it.
It's sort of a DIY.
It's very DIY.
It's Benihana, but you're behind the bar.
And it's for me, it's not my favorite Asian soup.
No,
but I do think it is the most medicinal Asian soup that I consume.
Because it's bone broth, not pork broth.
Well, it's just that like it opens your sinuses because everything about it has these weird, it has weird spices. It tastes like, it has a medicinalness but while still being delicious.
Yeah, I get
that. It makes your face just pour the goo out of it.
Yeah.
Honestly, you're making me want pho because of a rainy day, but it's not my first choice often.
No, I'd say the best Asian soups, ramen's up there.
Ramen is so good to me.
Oh, and here's a left field, udon.
Oh, that is a left field.
I love udon.
Really?
I think the noodles in udon are always overcooked and they're too mushy.
I like to chew.
But sometimes they're like too mushy because they're in hot soup and they get mushy.
Get mushy. Well,
it's time for advice.
And then the theme song goes here.
It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Tune it to your radio station. It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Everyone get ready, Miles Nation. Miles Nation, go. It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Advice that'll go 4 miles.
Okay. Have you ever wanted your house to be a cozy little festival?
Yes.
Have you ever been called, okay, cut a rug, more like, more like munch a rug? Because you're going to want to get a rug in your house.
Did you just get a rug?
Oh, you were waiting for the rug last time, and now it's here, and now we've got a narrative arc, and it's very satisfying.
We have gotten one of the several rugs that we're waiting for in our new house.
Describe it in sexual detail.
Well, we went for a big rug,
ooh,
which is honestly, it's hard to get a big rug because they're fucking expensive.
And it's hard to put them out.
We opted for sort of a brand that has rugs that are washable, that are kind of like big.
Ruggable.
Yeah. Now, I would love a fluffier rug, but we were sort of like, okay, do we pay $5,000 or do we get this big rug for way cheaper and for way fucking less?
The low pill is what they call it.
Exactly. So we got a rug, and I've been recently been wowed about how the rug makes the home and the rooms feel cozy, and to the point where I have a little office in our place that we just moved to, and I'm thinking about getting an extra rug for that space. And I haven't gotten a rug before, but I'm thinking about getting a little rug that my rolly chair can go on top of.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because often rugs are like, you're going to try to rolly chair on that? It's going to be a disaster.
Yep.
But with these types of rugs.
Everybody involved, you can't roll. Also, it gets all dented.
Yeah. So this new type of rug, I think, is going to be good for that.
Yeah, they're small enough.
It's thin.
Hell, yeah.
It's a thin rug.
Yeah.
So make your house a home by having a rug.
A thin rug.
A thin, nice rug.
Thin rugs.
That's right.
They can fit in the laundry.
And I just am wowed by it. I want my home to be cozy and with lamp lights and without any of the... I don't want to ever light the big light. I don't ever want to fucking do it again.
My friend in college had duct tape over his light.
I agree with that.
Do not... over the light switch, I mean.
So agree with that. I hate the big light. In almost every room of my house, but we have little lampies, and I find that they just have a general better ambiance.
Oh, yeah.
We're lucky that we have both the big lights, but we also have sconces in most rooms.
Sconce!
What's a sconce?
A side light.
It's on the wall.
It's like a lamp built in.
Oh!
But I
love a sconce.
Even the rooms that only have the big lights have dimmers.
The dimmers are also helpful.
So they make it a better vibe.
Well, Keith, can you hit us with the official tripod theme song?
Skateboarding! We're skateboarding! We're going up the ramps and doing the flips to skateboarding!
Skateboarding!
Tripod.
Roba.
Have a good ass week!